Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
This is your call to action. Get prepared, America. Economy, survival, energy, disasters. This is USAPrepares.com. Informative radio, educational radio. Interact now by emailing instructor at USAPrepares.com or text at 434-390-7953. Class, please take your seats. Now, your instructor, Vincent Finelli.
Yeah. Yep, everyone all set, cocked, locked. Here we go. Your dial is set correctly to USA Prepares. Thank you for being in class with us today. So, Jason, that we had a hailstorm. And the other day, it lasted 15 minutes. We had 2 inches of rain in 15 minutes. The gutters overflowed. The leaders couldn't handle the volume of water. Hail was coming down almost the size of, well, ping pong balls, golf balls, and a little smaller than that. It beat up the roof, the garden, the orchard, the fruit tree orchard, cracked the windshield on our truck. And I've got to go look at the solar panels on the roof, not of our house, but of a barn. And we put some up there to evaluate the difference in the angle toward the sun to see if it would make that much difference. And we wanted to, you can read all about it or you can test it yourself. And so I like learning firsthand. So I was telling him that there was a car dealer in Virginia, in a little hamlet where we lived a couple decades ago. And there was a hailstorm and cars were damaged. So the hoods were pockmarked, dents, like hundreds of dents in the hoods and the roofs. And he bought a whole bunch of these damaged cars because he could get them inexpensively after they had so much body damage. And he put an ad in the newspaper and he said, a hail of a sale. Hail. And he sold them all because people thought that they could get a decent running vehicle with some dents in it. Gwyneth is with us live in Australia. Welcome, Gwyneth.
Hello there, Vincent. How are you this morning? I'm sorry to hear about your hailstorm, by the way. We had one of those the day after New Year's, so January the 2nd this year we had one of those. And it was, I would say up to golf ball-sized hail at our place.
It's something to behold, and it's darn dangerous, and class, I was absolutely livid. I was thinking about the military up there spraying, setting. And I believe that these forest fires are, a lot of them are set intentionally to damage the woods and to manipulate the climate and to cause rain. And next thing, of course, the Northeast was flooded. Vermont had an enormous amount of flooding. Cars were submerged up to the roofs. The main street downtown was 3-4 feet of water. It ruined buildings. It ruined basements. It ruined appliances. It ruined carpeting. It ruined walls, wire, pretty much everything that came in touch with the water. And then, of course, you've got, what is the water? Well, it's mixed with everything. It's mixed with raw sewage. It's mixed with, because the sewage treatment plant is usually the lowest thing in a hamlet or a village, because water runs downhill, so that's where they treat the sewage, and that gets overrun with water and floods, and the sewage goes everywhere. So then you have bacteria, you have biologicals in the water, you have gasoline, oil, fertilizer, insecticides, herbicides, everything you think of is mixed with the water, and it goes into the basements, into houses, and then next thing you know, when it recedes, you have mold, and then you have to maybe demolish a lot of these houses, and it's unnecessary. Okay, we don't need to manipulate the weather. We don't need to do it, and these are the results of it, and it's tax deductible. Okay, it's in my world, based on the research that I've done, it is vandalism. Okay? Manipulating the weather, salting the roads is intentionally causing damage. There's the people at the top know that road salt is corrosive. They know that. But they spread it anyway, and it destroys vehicles. It destroys the roads, the rebar, the concrete, and the bridges. It's vandalism. So vandalism, according to the IRS, is tax deductible. So, of course, I'm going to deduct, if we ever make enough money to pay taxes, I'm going to deduct the vandalism that to the roof, to the orchard, to the garden. All this work that we put in gets damaged by people who are just insensitive, people who are careless and reckless and vindictive. And that's what we have at the top. And they're a bunch of liars, cheats, thieves. They're corrupt to the core. They take bribes. They threaten each other. And if you want to know what I'm talking about, watch the television series called Suits. S-U-I-T-S. It's a bunch of these lawyers from New York City. And you will see what these lawyers are like. And our government offices are infiltrated with these lawyers. Lawyers everywhere. We have lawyers for president. You know the current guy? The current guy with the big chair went to law school. Syracuse University Law School. Did you know that? Where he plagiarized someone else's work. That's what they do. Lawyers are, in my world, lawyers are people who are genetically predisposed to lying, cheating, and stealing, and then they go to law school to learn how to do it better. Those are my thoughts. Now, don't believe anything I say. Don't believe anything that you hear from Vincent Finelli. Don't believe a thing. Do your own research. Make up your own mind. Gwyneth, any comments?
Yeah, the guy before that, he went to law school too. He was a lawyer. Not red-headed man. He, you know, the other guy, the chocolate-colored guy.
He the guy was with a lawyer. The guy, our first black president, that guy?
Yeah, the first gay president. That's right.
Yeah. And people had such great respect for him. They would call him, I've got a constitutional lawyer. That guy violates the Constitution at every turn. So don't believe what the mainstream media says. And then they have a bunch of guys on these television shows, these financial information shows, these financial manipulation shows, where they have these bald-headed shills. These guys that literally, if you type in Jim Cramer, fraud, go ahead, do it. Don't believe me. Type it. You'll see that he was videoed on cameras, put on YouTube, and he talked about how he manipulated the stock market. So you get a guy like that, and the next thing you know, he's on television. And then if you followed some of his old recommendations, you would have lost a fortune. There are people who have the anti-Jim Cramer index. So if he says buy it, you sell it. Look it up. Don't believe me. Don't believe me. Gwyneth, it's a mess. And the generally dumb public believes this nonsense.
I was just watching a YouTube video earlier on a character from fiction. And he had bald head. In fact, two characters from fiction, and they had bald heads. One of them was called Ernst Blofeld, and the other one was called Dr. Evil. Two fictitious bad guys. And, you know, they both had cats. And then you've got this other guy who's not a work of fiction, and his name, and apparently he has a cat too. Yeah, he has a bald head. Now, what is it with these guys? They're like Bond villains. All of them are like Bond villains. You know, Klaus Schwab. Apparently, Klaus Schwab has a cat that sits on his lap. I mean, I've got a cat. I got a cat last week, for instance. I'm very, very happy about that. You know, it's taken me, when did I get the cat? Saturday. And I've been training the cat to not hate the dogs. And I've maybe 50% succeeded. So it still kind of hates the dogs, but they don't quite want to kill each other now, which is good. The dogs respect the cat. The cats respect the dog. But I'm not evil. You know, but these guys, they are evil. And how is it that they're like this? You know, they're devil-worshipping child molesters. And that's just the truth of it. And that's who, you know, they think they run the show. They think they run the show. And in a lot of ways they do. But they're just operating through a script that somebody gives them. And who is it that's giving them the script? If you ask them, they'd probably say it's AI. Well, who's behind the AI? Because we all know that the AI is just a very sophisticated muppet. A puppet. Sock puppet. So who's the one who's operating this very sophisticated sock puppet? Do you know, Vincent? I don't know. I think it is Lucifer. I think it is the devil out of hell operating the sock puppet. And I think that it's the Book of Revelation coming to life. That's my humble opinion. But, you know, it's true that these people are all devil-worshipping child molesters. They meet several times a year. They go and do satanic ceremonies out in the forest somewhere, and they all have a big powwow and, you know, get off their face on whatever they get off their face on, and then have a big discussion on what they're going to do to mess with our lives for the next few years. As far as I can tell, that's how it runs.
You know, when you're talking about Charles Schwab, I'm sorry, you're talking about Klaus Schwab. S-C-H-W-A-B.
They used to call Schwab.
There's another Schwab called Charles Schwab. Now, Klaus Schwab was the founder of the World Economic Forum. He was born in 1938. So Charles Schwab, that's an investment or a brokerage house. Same spelling of the last name. I wonder if they're related. But here's the interesting point. On Friday, Bert's going to be with us. And Bert is livid, absolutely livid, because of what's happening with his brokerage account at Charles Schwab, and he's going to unload. He's going to unload about what has happened. This is not the first time this has happened to Bert. Now, Bert's a lot of work for me, but he's going to unload about what happened, and then he's going to talk about Ford and what happened with Ford. I just wanted to give you a preview class. You don't want to miss Friday's class either. So Bert's going to tell firsthand stories about a vehicle that he has that has been recalled. It's been recalled. It's an electric vehicle. And the recall says, don't drive it. Don't charge it. Don't park it in your driveway. And we'll let you know when we figure out how to fix it. Ford does not have the fix. They don't know how to fix it. But they say, don't drive it, don't charge it, and don't park it in your garage, I should say. Don't park it in your garage. Because they catch on fire. You're going to hear it firsthand from Bert. I can't believe it. I can't believe it. So I'm going to ask him, what do you think of these electric cars? You all ought to get one, right? Hardly. I don't have one, and I'm not going to get one. I can't believe what's happened to Bert. You don't let your funds be controlled by people you don't know.
Radio? Why should I advertise on radio? There's nothing to look at, no pictures.
Listen, you can do things on radio you couldn't possibly do on TV.
That'll be the day.
All right, watch this. Okay, people, and now when I give you the cue, I want the 700-foot mountain of whipped cream to roll into Lake Michigan, which has been drained and filled with hot chocolate. Then the Royal Canadian Air Force will fly overhead towing a 10-ton maraschino cherry, which will be dropped into the whipped cream to the cheering of 25,000 extras. All right, cue them up. Okay, 25,000 cheering extras. Now, you want to try that on television?
Well...
You see, radio is a very special medium because it stretches the imagination.
Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
Attention, your money is now controlled by the U.S. government.
Picture a world where your every purchase is monitored, tracked, and controlled by those in power to suppress the freedoms of those they see fit. Hi, my name is Jason Hansen. I'm a former CIA officer and New York Times bestselling author. And right now, I've become very focused on the impending rollout of the central bank digital currency. This is not a work of fiction. It's a terrifying reality looming on the horizon. But there is a bit of good news. I've partnered with Advantage Gold to offer you a solution. They are specialists in converting your traditional assets, like those inside an IRA or 401k, into tangible assets such as physical gold and silver. Don't allow your money to be controlled. Claim your free gold protection kit from Advantage Gold. Call 800-900-8000, 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor.
Call 800-900-8000.
You've seen crazy diets to lose weight? At GCN Team, our Healthy Body Weight Loss System simply neutralizes the body, bringing down cravings. It has been proven that nutritional deficiencies drive appetite for carbs, sugars, and fats. Lose weight the easy way. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Fighting cravings is a fool's game. Give the body what it needs to be satisfied. Again, 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Pencils, paper, notebooks, iPads. Class is now in session. USAPrepares.com. Educational radio. Set your memory to high power. Your USAPrepares.com instructor, Vincent Finelli, at the controls.
I just heard an advertisement that says radio is a very special medium. And it is. Do you know that in radio we have to be very careful what we say so that we can give you a clear, concise picture with just words, without video? So you have to use more words, and you have to use the right words. You have to have the right lexicon. You have to have the right information to broadcast over radio as compared to video, television. And if you think about it, not a lot of people listen to radio anymore. They're not smart enough. They're not smart enough to listen to radio and understand the message. They have to actually see it. They can't just hear it and visualize it in their mind. That would be called the generally dumb public. They can't handle it. So we don't have the generally dumb public in class. They're not smart enough. Was that a shot across the bow? I guess it was. I guess it was. And the problem is, there's so many of these people that it's a problem. Because I used to have a poster in my office that said, never underestimate the power of stupid people in large numbers. And that's where we are today. That's where we are today. You know, 44% of millennials think that it should be an offense that you could be prosecuted for and convicted of if you misgender a person who's a trans person. So if a guy says he's a she and you call him what he used to be and before he got confused, you can be guilty of a crime. Can you imagine that? So some guy named Charles, you think Charles is still a guy, and he says, no, I'm actually, I'm a girl. And you say, well, hey, come on, guys. You misgender him by doing that? And the word misgender is all backwards, upside down, confused, inverted. Because misgendering is if you call him a girl when he actually is a biological guy. That would be misgendering. But now misgendering means the exact opposite. This world is twisted. And there's so many stupid people that we are outnumbered, class. We really are. You know, you go to a store and you see some gal with pink hair or blue hair or green hair. What do you think? You say, gosh, that gal, I bet she's really smart. Got blue hair, green hair, pink hair, or blue, green, and pink hair. Are you impressed? And you say, well, I could be just like that. Or do you say, what drove that decision? Is that acting out? Is that being anti-societal? Actually, maybe we're anti-societal here at USA Prepares because we think being confused and perverted is being confused and perverted. That's what we think. Gwyneth?
Yeah, I was going to say, what do you think, they're a college student or something? And I thought, hang on, they probably are. That's the truly tragic thing of it. They probably are the college students.
And that's our daughter, I mean, class, you know they, what I'm like. Mrs. Finelli is just a slightly more mild version of me. Okay, so, class, you know what I'm like, and Mrs. Finelli is just a slightly more mild version of me. And so we raised our children, and our daughter was homeschooled, and she finished her high school by, like, 13. And she wanted to go to college and take classes that she was interested in. She went to college. We drove her every day back and forth to the university. And she came home, and, maybe freshman year, which was age 14, probably the youngest student in the college at that or the university at that time, and she said, homosexuality is just different. It's all good, Dad. I came unglued. Next thing I know, I'm in the dean's office with Mrs. Finelli, defending the fact that I make our daughter work on vehicles, change brake pads. Top off air conditioning refrigerator. Check the belts. Tighten the belts. Change the antifreeze. Change the oil. Service the vehicle. Rotate the tires. I'm defending why I'm doing that. The dean thinks it's a guy, middle-aged moron, thinks that I'm out of line making our daughter do that. I'm not making her do it.
Airlines have just reduced their prices even more. Book 30 days in advance and save big.
Want the absolute lowest prices on your airline tickets? Then call the low-cost airlines travel hotline right now for prices so low we can't publish them anywhere. The only way to access our low rates and save up to 70% is to call. Save hundreds on your vacation tickets by calling right now. You can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go and pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. That's 802-341-4535.
USA News Update. Japan is claiming North Korea launched a suspected ballistic missile test. Japan's Prime Minister's office tweeted the news in the early morning hours this morning local time. This comes following a U.S. Navy ballistic missile submarine that made a port of call in South Korea today. The nuclear-capable vessel's presence was announced by South Korea's defense minister the same day. Days before, North Korea had test-fired what it called a solid-fueled intercontinental ballistic missile. Cash bail in Illinois will be eliminated in 60 days. The Illinois Supreme Court upheld the constitutionality of a state law that would end cash bail. The decision overturns a December opinion that put the law on hold. Critics say the move will leave residents less safe, as suspects will be back out on the streets after an arrest. Proponents say cash bail has a disproportionate negative impact on people of color. Lance Pry, USA News.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
Do you need to get your hands on some extra money right now? Maybe $25,000 or more? If you're a homeowner, now is the perfect time to get cash out while homes in many neighborhoods like yours have gone up in value. You can use the money for anything. It's yours. You can buy an investment property, pay off higher interest debt, or make home improvements. If you need $25,000, $50,000, or more, now is the time. Home values are up, and so is your equity. We offer you a way to use it. No need to use your savings. Call New American Funding now and see how much cash out you can get. Call 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. That's 800-721-2477. NMLS 6606. www.nmlsconsumeraccess.org. This is not an offer or commitment to lend. Subject to borrower and property qualifications. Not all borrowers will qualify. Terms and conditions apply. Equal housing opportunity.
What if Extendivite really works, but you find that hard to believe and you spend precious time looking for someone to say, just try it. I have my help today because of Extendivite, and if I did not take a leap of faith and try it, well, I would be on disability today. Take one bottle of Extendivite as suggested for 60 days to find out for yourself. No need to stop any other meds you may be on. You know by now that they are not working for you. Before the 60 days are up, I know that you will feel Extendivite working for you and will want to take another bottle. Life is too short. Get your Extendivite today. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
This can be sliding.
One of today's hot.
Well, today
I've got your. Take my. When you go to the TV for 2 seconds.
Class is back in session. Turn up the volume. USAprepares.com with the original survival economist, Vincent Finelli.
Class, I just have a 5-minute university lesson for you. It's very, very, very simple. And Gwyneth may be able to apply this as well. So if you have a dog who has surgery and the dog wants to, you know, lick and kind of bite and lick that incision, let's say the dog is spayed or neutered, they make these cones and they go around the collar so the dog actually can't get his or her face to the incision area or to the wound. Well, what if you can't get one of those? Well, we figured out a way that works really well. So the dollar store sells these things, and they're called swimming noodles. They're about 3 feet long, and they come in different colors, blue, green, yellow, red. And they are a foam, plastic foam, that many of them have a hole. They're hollow, like a piece of pipe. But they have a large foam diameter, and you can cut 2-inch sections with just a knife. 2-inch, you know, slices, like you're slicing bread. 2 inches long, roughly, depending on the size of your dog, either smaller or larger. And then you thread the collar through sections of this noodle. And what it does, and of course you have to make the collar larger, you have to expand it. And what it does is it prevents the dog from being able to reach all the way around to where, you know, he might be biting or she might be biting. So it's a $1 solution to a $20, $30 problem. And then you're not going to use the whole noodle anyway. You're only going to use, you know, a small portion of it, maybe a foot of it, maybe, you know, 12, 14, 15, 16 inches of it. So that's just a lesson from 5-Minute University. I've done it, and it absolutely positively works. And then you don't have to throw out those sections. You can save them for something else or reuse them. Gwyneth, back to you.
Yeah, around here, what I do is I cut the bottom out of a plant pot, a plastic plant pot. When I first bought this farm, it had been neglected for 10 years. It had had 5 owners in 10 years, and I was the 6th owner that it had in 10 years. None of them had really looked after the place like it should have been looked after. But the people who first built this farmers of the state, they were a pair of hippies. They built the house that I'm living in 1985, and in 2002 or thereabouts, 2002, there was a fire up the back. And the local fire authority was called, and they cut the lock on the gate to get into the property to put the fire out up the back. And they discovered the little agricultural crop that this pair of hippies that were growing up the back, and there was marijuana. And put the fire out, and they called the cops, and you know, this pair went away for probably about 5 years. They had thousands of plants, and they were propagating this crop, and that meant that they had thousands and thousands of plant pots, thousands of them, all over the property. So I collected them up and I put them in the shed, and yeah, most of them were quite small, but there were several hundred that are quite big. So there's no shortage of plant pots around here. I'm still using them. I just cut out the bottom of one of these plant pots and thread the collar through sections of the plant pot and with a piece of string, and that's what I use for a you know, a collar to stop my dogs if they've had to have surgery or something, or if they've injured themselves or something like that, and I need to stop themselves from licking. That's how I do it.
Yeah,
I think the little thing would probably work.
Yeah, well, it does. And you know what's interesting about this discussion?
Yeah.
That here in the corrupt United States, it used to be against the law to smoke dope. And many municipalities have decided that, it's okay. So people who are imprisoned for having marijuana, it's no longer a crime in many places in the United States. So what was illegal is now legal. And not only is it legal, it's darn dangerous because these dopes are behind the wheels of vehicles and they're crashing into people, places, and things. So it's as if Teslas aren't bad enough. We got dopes behind the wheel. It's outrageous. And why would anybody do that? Well, why would a municipality make it legal to use dope? Well, because they can tax it. It's another revenue stream. They're corrupt to begin with, so it's a revenue stream for them. And also, it placates the generally dumb public, which might just become a little bit angry that they don't have jobs, that they can't make ends meet. And so if you keep them docile, they are less likely to become violent and become the angry mob and skewer the politicians. Just a thought. I'm not advocating it. I think politicians, you know, I think what the English did is worth considering. Round up the politicians who are causing us all these problems and give them their own island. Surrounded by shark infested waters. So they don't get out. Give them their own place. Say, y'all know how to do it. Y'all are telling us how to do it, so y'all ought to be able to do it for yourselves. You're such a bright bunch of people. Here, have your own island.
Yeah, unfortunately, that island was called Australia.
Hmm?
Unfortunately for me, that's where they all ended up.
Mm-hmm.
All the people that they wanted rid of.
Mm-hmm.
That's where they ended up, you know, and including the ones who were everything from political enemies to just those who were inconvenient. They put them all here. And
go ahead.
Yeah.
We were talking about what's happening in China. I think that'd be worth sharing with the class.
Yes. Is China. Everybody is thinking what a threat China is. But the truth is, China's falling apart faster than any of us are. That's actually the truth of it. They have, among their young people, I actually was just watching a video. I didn't have time to send it to you. I really had to get some sleep before the broadcast. And but they have a youth unemployment statistic in excess of 20% of their young people cannot find a job, cannot find work. More than 20% of 16 to 24-year-olds are permanently unemployed, cannot find a job. Will probably not ever find a job. And this is something really tragic. Because during the Great Depression, at the peak of the Great Depression, they had a 25% general unemployment statistic. And that meant that 75% of their population still had a job. So there were a lot of people who were still in work during the Great Depression. But there were also a lot of unemployed, and the unemployed were dragging the whole system down, and that was the problem. Well, that's the problem that China's facing right now, because its youngest, fittest, strongest, and smartest cannot find work. One in five of them cannot find work. There are not the jobs there. There's, you know, of the people who can find work, one of the booming industries is blue team enforcer. That is a booming industry in China. If you can become a policeman, a policeman, or a policewoman, and go around and, you know, harass people and, you know, give them fines for riding their bike or e-bike down the road, then you're going to feather your nest for a little while, but it's not going to go well for them in the end, that's for sure, or their families. Because they are becoming more and more and more and more unpopular by the day. It's really, really tragic. people, you know, in China, they've got these huge apartment buildings. We were talking about apartment buildings in a previous broadcast. They got huge ones in China, but they can't get these e-bikes up the stairs. And half the time, the lifts don't work, so they have to carry their e-bikes up the stairs. And these e-bikes are heavy. And I know that they're heavy because I've had an e-bike in the past. And it was the batteries are heavy, you know. And they've either got to leave them parked in the foyer at the bottom of the stairs with a lock on them, or they carry them up the stairs. But if they leave them at the bottom of the stairs in the foyer with a lock on them, they get a security camera on them, and the Chinese people are generally very well behaved. They've got very low crime in China. But the criminals are the blue team members. And they go along and they clear out the foyers of these apartment buildings. They put the e-bikes onto the backs of big trucks. So they roll a truck up and they clear out all the e-bikes from the foyer of the apartment building, and they sell the e-bikes that they steal from the foyers of the apartment buildings to the North Koreans. Thousands of them at a time. They ship them to North Korea. They sell these in quotation marks, confiscated e-bikes, stolen e-bikes to the North Koreans, because the Chinese government, so desperate for money, absolutely desperate for money, that's what they're doing. And they find people for riding their e-bikes down the road, and that they have an e-bike motor vehicle registration system, and if their tags are expired, then you get a fine. And it might be between $5 and $25, which might not seem a lot to us. But remember how little these people are paid.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Remember what you were doing 4 years ago at this very moment, and how much everything changed a year later. We don't live just anywhere. We live on a crowded island with daily news headlines that make our ancestors spin in their graves. And we all know that tougher days lie ahead. So the real question is, do you have a proper supply of emergency food on hand? If not, now's the time to get some, while things are still relatively calm. The company most Americans choose is My Patriot Supply. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com to get yourself a one-week supply of emergency food. It comes in a nifty ammo can that's loaded with delicious meals you'll love. No skimping with these meals, as you'll get 2,000 calories per day. You'll like the special $30 savings available this week only on this one-week supply of emergency food, too. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and prepare for what's coming. MyPatriotSupply.com.
When I was a kid, I wanted to be just like Cal Ripken. It's definitely humbling to know that now people are calling me a hero. Instead of finding the IED with my metal detector, the IED found me first, and that resulted in double above-knee amputations. It's hard to describe the feeling of meeting somebody that you've always wanted to be like. There are people now that are looking up to you for their inspiration and to be their role model.
Visit saluteheroes.org to learn more.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
No whining. Only expert guests and seasoned opinions. Instruction that matters. At the controls, Vincent Finelli.
I heard the word hero being used. And I've been thinking about, so what's a hero? I don't know if we have any anymore. But in my world, a hero is someone who repeatedly demonstrated extraordinary abilities, extraordinary courage, morals, conviction, fortitude, someone who goes the extra distance, someone who does it not because other people are looking at he or she does it because it's necessary in that individual's mind to do it. That's what a hero is to me. So when someone does something that's part of their job, it's not a hero. That's their job. Okay? So it's the guy or gal who walks the streets of the city and sees people being beaten up by thugs and gets in and then just takes control of the situation, runs off the thugs or beats up the thugs by himself, inserts himself in a terrible situation to protect the innocent, to protect the victims, and he or she does it repeatedly because it's his code of conduct or her code of conduct to do the right thing all the time. And that's kind of what a hero would be to me. But we don't have any heroes anymore, as far as I can tell. I haven't met any. Have you? Gwyneth, do you think we're lacking heroes?
Yeah. I should make a correction. It's not North Korea that they're shipping the e-bikes off to. It's Taiwan. North Korea doesn't even have the electricity to charge the e-bikes. I made a mistake.
Yeah, neither do we.
Neither do we. But it's just absolute. We don't have heroes. We have to be our own heroes. We have to be the heroes that we're waiting to come in and rescue everything. Because if we don't do it, who else is going to do it? You know, you've got to think, you know, we're in July, right? That means a good part of the agricultural year, if you're in the northern hemisphere, is in the rear vision mirror. what are you going to do for food when the food system collapses? You'd better get some crops in the ground at your place now and get it to where you are building up seed numbers and getting seeds that are acclimatized to your particular place, to the soil conditions, to the weather conditions, and so on. And if you have a hailstorm come through and wipes it all out, you've got to just plant it all again. So you now plant all your seed at once. You plant maybe a third and then another third later on in the season and then another third at the end of the planting window. That's what you do. Then if your crop is wiped out by a hailstorm, you can start again if it's not too late in the season, that is. We have to be the people we're looking for, because there's no other than Jesus Christ. Jesus Christ is coming back, and all these things that are happening now are prophesied to happen just before the return of Jesus Christ. There is a supercomputer in Brussels, and it's called the Beast. It's been there for about the last 30 years. And that was absolutely prophesied in the Bible, that there would be a beast system and that there would be a mark of the beast. We are staring that in the face now. That is not coming. That's here. There's people all over the world have already gotten microchips in their hands and in their foreheads. And these microchips have the capacity to hold digital currencies on them. And in the end, people, you know, everybody's going to be required to have that, or they won't be able to buy and sell. What are you going to eat? What are you going to drink? What are you going to wear? Well, Jesus said, seek first the kingdom of God, and all these things will be added to you. You know, don't worry about what you're going to eat or drink or wear, because if you are following the kingdom of God, and what is it to follow the kingdom of God? Jesus spoke more than any other topic about sowing and reaping. He said, you put the seed in the ground and it grows according to its kind, whether it's a good seed or whether it's a bad seed. You put wheat in the ground, you're going to get wheat. You put tares in the ground, you're going to get tares. You plant thorns and thistles, you're going to get thorns and thistles. You plant grapevines, you're going to get grapes. Jesus spoke about this topic endlessly. This is the way of the kingdom of God, sowing and reaping. And it's about karma, which means consequences. In other words, you do good things for other people and good things will happen to you. But it's also just about plain old-fashioned farming, agriculture, silver pasture, forestry.
I had no idea. In my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.